Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a beautiful Wednesday night here in Central Florida, and we are enjoying the great weather as always.
I know. It was in the 80s today.
I know.
Do you believe that?
But you're supposed to get into the 90s tomorrow, so enjoy the 80s.
We are ready for summer.
Enjoy that day of 80-degree temperature in Florida. Hey, I want to tell everybody, we have an interesting topic tonight.
We do?
We do. And basically, we're going to be talking about George Washington and his psychic ability. And by that...
Which I had no idea.
I know. It's pretty amazing. And I know we have a lot of people listening tonight because... It's really awesome. Like, a lot of people don't realize that some of the most influential and powerful presidents of our time, and even before us, were consulting with psychics. And
Clearly,
you know, George Washington was born a little bit before my time. But, yeah, they consulted with psychics. So we're going to be talking about that a little later on in the show. It's amazing because you don't realize most of the presidents that we all know and we've heard their names consulted not only with psychics, but made decisions in the White House based on what they got from psychics, and I'm sure other information.
Wow.
I'm sure, because that would be the smart thing to do. But and they talked about it, and they were interviewed about it.
No way.
So a lot of times,
I had
idea. Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't, you know, somebody had asked me recently some questions about the FBI and CIA and whether I read for them or not. Which no psychic will ever say whether you've read for them or not, because you really shouldn't. Because,
but isn't that top secret?
It's top secret, and if you do read for them, you don't really want to make that public knowledge.
Well,
because
of course not.
You know, for any psychic ever. And so we were talking about, you know, psychics that read for the White House or for, you know, those organizations, those groups. And somebody had said to me, well, you know, I know Lincoln had seances in the White House.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I heard about that, but I really didn't have a lot of information about it. So I started looking into it. And what I found blew my mind. Like, I was so shocked. Not only that there were so many presidents who had done it, but how much has been written about, how much they revealed in interviews, and what different things they did as the result of psychics.
Uh-huh.
For instance, you know, the first terrorist task force ever, you know, we all think of happened after 9/11.
Right.
But actually, Richard M. Nixon actually formed the first terrorist task force.
Really?
Yeah, and it was based on a prediction that Gene Dixon had actually given him in 1972. And it was because, you know, there was a lot of in 1972, Gene Dixon had met with President Nixon following the massacre of all the Israeli athletes at the 1972, I think it was the Munich Olympics, right? And she predicted that the Palestinian radicals would be murdering prominent American Jews, and Nixon set up a short-lived counterterrorism committee at the time. Yeah,
I had no
idea. Based on that, yeah. I mean, and so that's kind of amazing. And you know, she, and clearly her prediction came true. And so there's a lot of other predictions and a lot of other people who had made predictions. But I will tell you this: Gene Dixon also predicted JFK's demise.
Oh, did she really?
And I don't mean just once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
She did it several years before, then she did it a year before, then she did it 6 months before in publication.
That had to freak him out completely.
And then she did it the week before, and then on the day of.
Oh, wow.
So you know, it's just kind of amazing. Well, actually, they even say JFK had the gift of premonition. He literally said the words on the day, and I forget the entire sentence, and I can look it up, but he actually made the statement. He said, if somebody shoots me from a window today, and he actually said this.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, just kind of amazing, some of these things. But we've got a lot more details that we'll be talking about here in a little bit.
See, that's,
but
you know, a lot of interesting, cool things.
I know. Can you imagine? Isn't that
I didn't know any of that.
And I didn't know any of it either until I was having this conversation with this person, and then I said, you know, I do know Lincoln did have, you know, a psychic into the White House, and I know his wife was very involved in that. And I know that, you know, you had told me that you'd heard that the White House was haunted.
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't you say it was like the most haunted resonance? In...
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been haunted by so many different past presidents.
And you have to wonder if being, because so many of them not only believed in psychics, but used psychics.
Well, they were very open to it, so obviously they were open to,
right,
you know,
right,
traveling back.
Wait till you hear about the interviews done with George Washington where he verbally talked about, and it was written down and recorded, angel communication that he had.
Really?
And I just love this. This is so cool.
That's fascinating.
So we'll be talking about that in a little bit.
Well, that's exciting.
Some new stuff, something new. And we're not talking about, I know everyone wants relationship advice, and I'm happy to give that. And I'm going to be doing that, and we're going to be doing mini angel readings here. If you'd like to get one, give us a call at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. There you go. Go ahead and call in, and we'll take you in order, and we're going to be taking some here in just a minute, and then we'll take a break from that for just a little bit and talk about psychics in the White House. What made the president so powerful? Was it because they were psychic, because they had the gift of intuition, because
they
consulted psychics?
Insight.
Mm-hmm. And then the next question is, why is the White House considered one of the most haunted residences in the United States of America?
Hmm.
Lots of questions.
Big topic.
So these, I mean, I think you could write a thesis on just one of them. But,
I would say.
But I think it's really interesting. I also want to talk a little bit about what's coming up. A lot of people getting ready for summer break. A lot of people have kids graduating.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's getting ready to get out of school here in Florida. You know, school ends the end of May.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll be done. And then up north, of course, I think it goes to June.
June.
Mm-hmm. Mid-June. And so everybody's getting ready for their summer vacation plans. I want to take a moment and say a short prayer. If you all will just kind of bow your heads with me, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I want to say a prayer for all those wonderful people who unfortunately lost their lives on that ferry in South Korea when that ferry took a turn, whatever you want to call it, it went down, and a lot of teenagers who were just starting out in their lives, a lot of seniors did not make it. So along with the rest of the people that were on the ship, most of them did not survive. So we want to not only ask God to bless their souls, but to remember their families, their loved ones, their friends, and all the people that are suffering from that right now. And we just ask that the angels kind of surround them and give them the peace that they all need at this very, very difficult time. Amen.
Amen.
That's a difficult thing going on over
yes.
there right now.
Yes, I can't even believe it. And so much of it was unnecessary.
Well, I read today that even the divers are having such a difficult time because the water's so murky. And most of the children that they're finding, these were seniors graduating classes of senior high school students, their fingers were all broken because they were trying to climb out and get out the doors as they were drowning.
Well, and I read somewhere that the captain of the boat told everybody to go into their rooms and stay there.
Yeah, and I was talking to my nail tech about this, actually, and she told me that in South Korea in particular, she's from Vietnam, she's Vietnamese, but she said that in Korea, she said they're very... she says they listen. She says, so if you tell a student or a child, go do this, they will go do it.
Wow.
She said, so even though it might have been against their better judgment,
mm-hmm.
she says they're very well-mannered. If they're told by their peers, go to your cabins, they would have went to their
wow.
cabins. She says there's just no doubt.
I just don't understand the reasoning.
I think that, I don't know, and I wouldn't even presume to say, I don't think that clearly the captain didn't want everyone to die. I think he wanted to try and get it under control and thought everyone would be safer
right,
in their
right.
cabin. But that ended up being not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was, sadly, just
yeah,
horrible,
what a
horrible
shame.
Kind of event. So our prayers are with all those people, and our prayers are with all the people who have no one to pray for them too. So we want to say that. And on a more positive note, I will also want to say that I do have a graduating senior this
you
year.
You do.
And so it really touched me when I heard those stories. But it is an exciting time, and she got her cap and gown today.
I know.
And I think it, you know, it really hit me.
Yeah. Oh,
for the
yeah.
first time you see that tassel and you're like, oh my gosh.
It's really happening.
And I think about mine from 1980.
Wow, you're so
now, old. I'm so old, aren't I? I know. Isn't that
I graduated
sad?
Before you, so we're not even going to go
so
there.
I know, so we're not going to go there. No, only a year before me. Okay, so I think we should go ahead and take our first caller.
I think that's a good idea.
Let's do that. Okay, so our first caller is calling in from area code 864 with a prefix of 814. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Oh, hi. My name's Jamie. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm really nervous because I need to know the truth, but at the same time, it probably won't be good. Maybe you can help me out a little bit.
Jamie, I so respect that your honesty and having the courage to call in, and I promise you, you will not leave this call feeling badly, but go ahead.
Oh, well, God bless you. Thank you. Well, there's somebody that I really, really love, and it's my ex. And number one, there's a lot of confusion. It's just been a lot of, I guess you could say, roller coaster rides for almost 10 months, you know. And last time we hung out, it was just me and her, and this was Saturday. And can you tell me what in the world happened Saturday? I don't think it was anything bad, but I need to know her feelings about me, you know, so.
Okay, I can. And I'm going to do a little something special for you. Since this is the first time you've ever called the show, I'm going to say a little extra special prayer here. God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, saints, and angels, with the blood of Jesus, I ask this reading be accurate and truthful and bring blessings to everyone involved. Please safeguard this reading and make sure that only God's pure helpers of divine light come through. Amen. Alrighty, what I want to say about this is, well, first of all, who's the person with a K or a C in their name?
K or a C?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, is there a Kathy or a Katrina or a something like that? Because if you don't know this person yet, I want you to just put it aside for a second. We're going to get back to that. But what I want to tell you is I know that your ex-wife is the love of your life, or your ex is the love of your life. And the thing that I have to tell you is you two were having a very good time the other day. You were enjoying each other's company for the most part, correct?
Only for the first, you know, when we walked. Well, first of all, I don't drink that often, but I didn't want to drink. We had some wine and everything, you know, and I shouldn't have been drinking. And then we went to the club, and then we had a good. I had a good time for like 5 minutes, you know, because I don't like going to clubs. And then when we got there, she, I don't know if she was intoxicated, but I bought her some drinks and everything, you know, just trying to help her out. I gave her $100. And she's with somebody right now, but tell me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that they're fixing to break up. This guy's name is Brooks.
Okay.
And, you know, and I don't know if she just used me for money, you know, because last time I talked to her was yesterday, and her phone is it already got, you know, cut off. I don't understand why this guy doesn't pay for the bills and what was the money used for. You know, it's just so much confusion, you know. So.
Right, exactly. Well, I kind of feel like, I don't feel like she was using you, but I think she got nervous because she did feel that when you two were together that your feelings were strong towards her, and it made her nervous, and I think it made her feel uncomfortable. So do you feel like she pulled back since that get-together?
Yes, but see, that's the thing. She pulls in, pulls out, and I don't understand, you know.
Well, the reason is this. It's not so much that she's unhappy with you. She's unhappy with herself. And this, what I'm about to tell you, you probably already know, but maybe it helps to have a little bit of validation. She's missing something within herself that she keeps looking for in other people, but she's never going to find it because what's missing is within herself. It's that peace that she thinks, that bit of excitement that she needs to get from somebody else. She's not going to find it. She will keep looking, and eventually one day she will realize that it's been missing within her. If she finds it within her, then she would have been fine with you. But it's still going to take her some time. I hate to tell you the good and the bad. I'm going to give you the good first. I do see an opportunity for you and her to work out. You just have to have some good patience here because I think it may take 3 years before I see you two together again. I know that's a long time and you think you won't be able to survive those 3 years. But the reality is until she learns this lesson on her own it's not she's not going to be able to come full circle. Now, the reason she comes back to you, I think clearly you know, is because you are her rock, and you have always been her rock, and you take care of things for her. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so that's why she keeps coming back to you. And I think that you need to give her the time to grow and to go on this journey so she can make this discovery herself. This is not something you can tell her about and she'll get it, or you could show her and she'll understand it. She literally has to live it and realize, hey, wait a second. I keep doing the same thing and I keep ending up with the same result. I can't fill this thirst with somebody else. I need to figure out how to quench my own thirst by figuring out what I need within myself. Once she does that, she's going to realize she had the best guy all along.
I got you. So she is going to regret losing me if she does, right?
Absolutely. And this is, I do see, before she comes back into your life, I see this person with a K or the C in the beginning of their name, a female, for you. Now, I don't know if it's Kathy or Katrina, or I don't understand it, Kelsey could be, but I see a C or a K. It's got that K sound in the beginning. And this person is going to come into your life, and it's going to come into your life rather quickly. And I want you to embrace that, because even though you're waiting, for your wife or ex to get, you know, I'm going to say her stuff together, or to get to her life's plan sooner rather than later, there's no reason for you not to enjoy your life, which is the other thing. You cannot build your life around another person. And it seems like you've been doing a lot of what I call mental building around your ex for quite some time. Like, you think about her, and I'm not going to say it's an OCD thing, but it's almost like that. Like, you just can't seem to break free from it. And there are different ways that you can do that and different tasks that, I can give you to do that. But one of the things you really want to do is to stop thinking about her 24/7 and start creating a life for yourself where you don't see her in the picture. It's okay to say, I'm going to put my ex on a vacation in my mind and not think about her for the next 6 months. I'm going to go out and I'm going to follow my own path, my own journey. I'm going to find happiness in each day. Because if you find happiness in each day, and I'm serious about this, these are not just words. If you can do this, then you will find happiness, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Right?
Well, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
But this is probably not none of my business, but this guy that she's with is it's not too good, is it? And they're not going to last. I don't need to see it less than a month. The reason why I say that is because I'm kind of worried, because I think this guy is very manipulating.
Mm-hmm.
And she even told me that he doesn't abuse her, but abuses her sometimes psychologically. So.
Yeah, I won't go into a great detail because I've got a lot of callers, and I usually try to limit it to one question. That's why No, that's okay. You didn't know it, and you're a new caller, and I'm so glad that you did call in. But the answer to your question is, he puts her down, and that is how he psychologically abuses her. He's chipping away at her self-esteem. And that way he controls her little by little by little. And I think that's what she was referring to. And I'm sure she probably even told you that a little bit in your discussion with her, correct?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah, because that's what I'm picking up on. You know, feel free to give me a call privately. That probably would be your best bet. Or call us again next Wednesday night. Maybe we could pick up where we left off here. But you want to take some steps to break free from the constant thought process of her.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, tomorrow I try to go on your website and make an appointment. You know, I don't know how booked up you are.
Give me a call. I will make time for you. I would very much like to talk to you regarding this situation, okay?
Okay, God bless you.
But either way, you are going to have a very good life. Don't think that you're not going to be in a loving relationship because you are. Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
God bless you, too. Thank you for calling in, Jamie. What a sweet person, huh?
Very sweet.
Yeah, and I'm glad he called in, and I'm glad he took the time to make his I'm going to call it his virgin call to our show tonight. It's nice when people call in for the first time because usually they do so because they're looking for answers, obviously. And I'm always glad that they found this site versus some other sites that maybe they could find that aren't healthy, you know.
Which there's a lot of those.
You know, I do not judge any other person, anything else that they do and how they do their what they do. But everybody that's been listening to our show all these years now know that we deal with things through prayer, and we are Christian.
Right.
And we know that we only deal with things on the angelic realms and above. And we'll get the information from the angels, and they'll tell us the truth. And just like they did George Washington. Where do you hear this? It's going to blow your mind. I'm so excited.
You've always liked George Washington.
Yeah.
And Thomas Edison.
And Thomas Alva Edison. Yeah.
Who used to be your husband. I just know it.
He probably was. I mean, that would have been one really quick. And when did he die, I wonder?
I have no idea.
I would have had to die and come back really quick. Well, that's a good question.
Possible.
I want to look into that. You know, I just love me some Thomas Alva Edison. Okay, so we're going to take our next caller, who's calling in from area code 201 with a prefix of 864. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
Oh, you are so welcome. What's your name?
It's Rose.
Rose, well, that is just a beautiful, beautiful name.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. And where are you calling from, Rose?
Jersey.
Jersey. Jersey Rose. That's a really good thing. You know, my first name is Rosemary.
Your first name?
My middle name is Jenny. How about that? Isn't that amazing?
You always went by Jenny?
I've got, well, for many, 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 many years, yeah. You know, it's funny. I've gone by Jenny for so long I can hardly remember, but it was because, as you know, as children, I don't know about you, but, well, I do know you're Italian, and you don't get the
not
name.
Not Italian.
No, you're not Italian? You have the name Rose? Oh, my goodness. How did you get the name Rose? How did you get the name Rose and not the Italian? Something's wrong. That's amazing. But, yeah, actually, most people don't like their, you know, that formal name your parents give you. And then, of course, as you get older, you like it. But, you know, when you're a teenager, you're like, you know, I don't know. But so what can I talk to you about? How can I help you? You're from what, Jersey City?
No, West New York.
West New York. Okay, how can I help you?
Just want to know what you see with regards to relationships for me.
Okay, let me take a look here. So you're currently not in a relationship?
Correct.
But you were, because I saw that you were in a relationship.
A long time ago.
Yeah, and why do I still see heartache from that?
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay, so let me tell you what I'm seeing here, okay? I'm going to tell you exactly what the angels are showing me. They're showing me, why are they showing me the mother figure? You're not a mom. You want to be a mom? Did you want to be a mom? No.
Do I want to be a mom?
Because they're showing me the mother figure, and they're showing me marriage. They're showing me, let me tell you, they're showing me the Virgin Mary. I'm getting the Virgin Mary. Okay, when I see the Virgin Mary like this, it means the mother figure. And it either means that you had a close connection to your mom, or that you maternally wanted to be a mom. You have a very nurturing spirit, okay? But the marriage that they're showing me, which is the two hands together with rings on them, that shows me that you have either a desire to be married or a great fear of marriage, one or the other. And I kind of feel like you just want to be in a committed relationship. Even though they're showing me the marriage, I think for you it's just you want to be in a happy, committed relationship with somebody that you can trust, that you know is going to be there, and doesn't judge people on anything other than what they are on the inside. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what are you doing, though, to be able to meet people? What are you doing to get out?
Not too much.
Okay. They're telling me that you're kind of in a bubble a little bit. When they show me this, they kind of show me kind of like a house with a glass dome over it. And what that symbol for me means is that you have a tendency to go through your daily routine and you don't alter it as much, and you don't really kind of step out on that uncomfortable limb to meet people, and that's one of the reasons why you're not meeting people. Is there a health concern here as well?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so you're not having any leg or feet issues at all? No pain,
no
discomfort, none whatsoever. I'm going to tell you that what I'm being shown here right now is a person who wants to meet somebody, who's not getting out, who's, I'm not going to say antisocial, but is kind of in a rut. I'm going to suggest that you strongly get some, do you do cardiovascular exercise at all?
I walk a lot.
Okay. But is it just like walking in the city and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or is it exercise, you know, heart pumping, walking fast?
Well, walking in the city like you first said.
Okay. So the one thing I'm going to urge you to do more than anything else is I'm really going to urge you, and if you take nothing else from what I say today, I want you to get some cardiovascular activity going for yourself. I want you to get your heart rate up. Based on your age, I'm, again, not allowed to give you this kind of advice because this is, quote, entertainment only for liability reasons. But
mm-hmm.
if I was, I would be telling you to make sure your heart rate doesn't go past 132. But you do want to get it up around there for about 25 to 30 minutes a day. You need to do that because you're going to need it for your legs, because you need it for the circulation. If you do that, you will never have problems with neuropathy or anything else in your legs. You don't smoke?
No. Mm-mm.
Good.
I'm vegetarian. I never get sick. I really don't have any health.
You're healthy. Good. Because
no.
I'm thinking
I
don't see
a
health issue for the neuropathy. I just see that you need to get that heart rate up for at a consistent level every day. Because if you don't, you're going to have a problem. Who was in the military in your family?
No one.
Okay. I am seeing somebody in a uniform. He is... It's a round cap, so I'm thinking it was either military, fireman, policeman, something. He's on the other side, so I know when we get off the phone, you're going to go, oh, my God, I bet you it's so-and-so. Uniform, double-breasted front, so it's probably, you know, maybe even before your time, but double-breasted, longer coat, and it's a round on the hat, so it almost reminds me of a policeman. And I'm seeing black hair. He's coming over from the other side. So I'm just going to have that, you know, you think about that when you have time. But the person that's going to come into your life cannot come into your life until you make the time for that person. You've got to make an effort to expand your social circle, because until you do, it's not going to happen. But it will happen if you do that. So the result you get will be equally opposite to the result you put into it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all you need to do, and that's pretty easy, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You can do this. I know you know of ways to do it. It's just, it puts you out of your comfort zone, so you choose not to, and I get that. But at the same time, isn't having a companion worth it? Somebody who sees life kind of the way you do, so that you can enjoy time with them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that would be my suggestion, okay?
Okay.
All right. And why are you sounding sad?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sad.
Okay. All righty. I want to thank you for calling into the show tonight. I really appreciate it.
All
right. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye now. And that was Rose from West New York, she said. That was an odd reading.
Mm-hmm.
And,
she did sound sad.
She sounded sad, and I don't know why the sadness, and I would hope that at some time she would call back. So,
yeah,
and
she needs, I think, a one-on-one probably.
I think she does. You know,
this way you could get a little more in-depth.
Well, there's stuff going on there, and, you know, yeah, I'm going to say she should call me privately because
yeah.
That's there's something going on there that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take our next caller at 478 with a prefix of 788. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, Dr. Jenny, this is Debbie from Georgia. I've talked with you before about my dad. Yeah.
How are you?
Well, I have a couple issues with my back surgery, but I want to talk about my dad.
Okay. Sure.
But can you tell me what you feel is going on with him? He's just been so sleepy.
Okay, again, for the record, I have to state that this
right.
is for entertainment purposes only because I get in a lot of trouble. So
right.
let's just say if we were guessing, you've had his sugar checked, correct?
Right. It was my brother checked at 124.
Okay, when? When did he check
afternoon.
It? In the morning? This
so
afternoon.
He checked it this afternoon because he's been kind of sleepy all day.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
And he's kind of got his days and nights mixed up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but usually it doesn't last this long. So,
yeah.
And my brother just called me concerned.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you that I feel like I'm feeling he's very almost he's disconnected. I don't know how else to explain it. That's what I'm sensing too.
Okay.
It's almost as if he's there, but he's not. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm asking the angels a question here, and I'm waiting to get an answer back. Has he been talking, when he talks to your brother, has he made any kind of statements about, I know he says he's sleepy, but has he talked about seeing someone that's no longer here?
Normally when he says stuff like that, he would tell me, and I haven't been able to get over to my dad's. I haven't drove since my back surgery.
Okay.
So he would either tell me or my sister versus my brothers that information.
Okay.
Because
I
we are a little
feel
more
like,
open-minded.
Yeah. I feel like he's seeing somebody that he loved. That's what the angels are showing me. And that does concern me a little bit right now.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I do have a little bit of concern because I'm just getting this state of just so, like, it's not even exhaustion. It's just zero energy and disconnect, and that's what concerns me more than anything else. So if I were your brother and this continues, I would definitely get him looked at. Only because of this disconnect that I'm feeling. And I don't want to scare you, Debbie, but you know.
Okay. Well, I've been talking, you know, my mom's passed away and my dad's mom's passed away. I've been talking to my mom on the other side, telling her to come see my dad, get him
yep.
motivated.
Yep.
Do
well, and that's what he needs is to get motivated. He needs to have a reason to get motivated. It just seems like it's almost like he's giving up a little bit.
Okay.
And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you want to light a fire under him a little bit. You know,
okay.
You've talked to him about your back surgery, right?
I have. I mean, he was pretty awake 2 days ago when he talked to me because I had to convince him to take his pills. And
uh-huh.
then my brother said he's just been real sleepy and he gets these periods. So I was like, oh, Dr. Jenny's on tonight. I'll talk to her. Plus, you've got that special going on. So I'll talk to you a little
okay.
bit, you know.
Yeah,
with
I understand
special.
Completely. do this for me, too.
Yes.
Have your brother check the pills. Double check. I know he
uh-huh.
does. I know he couldn't have mixed them up, but double check them, please. I know that seems like the weirdest thing for me to say, but double check them.
Okay.
I'm
actually just, made up his medicines, so
okay. you know it's
I'll have,
not that.
Well, there's one pill that he takes that's Klonopin that can make him real sleepy, so
uh-huh.
I told him to take it out of that medicine. For tonight, just to see if that was the cause of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just see if that does anything any better.
Yeah, I feel like your dad's desire to move forward right now isn't real great.
Okay.
But you need to let him know that you need him, and you need some advice from him. You need to talk to him. If you can do that, I think it will help.
Well, my sister's coming from Alabama tomorrow to help take care of my dad for 3 days.
Good.
And I think me and with her driving, you know, I could ride as a passenger. We can. He likes to watch Little League baseball, and that was something he loved to do. So I think if I can get him awake enough, he might, you know, get a little spark in him.
I think that's a fantastic, fantastic idea. I would. Oh my gosh, I love that idea. I love that idea. Please do that and see if that will help. But I feel like that could be something that could go really, really well. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, I hope that helps. Now, how's your back doing? Slow but steady.
I'm having an MRI tomorrow because something's not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, how bad is it?
It's like when I first heard it in the very beginning, like my disc was herniated again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you haven't done anything that would have done that.
No, so it's like I have electrical pain, the numbness in my leg and my foot, and shocks that go through it, and it was like when I herniated it again, it's like when I should be making progress, I shouldn't be still having this, so the doctor has ordered an MRI.
If you're going to ask me if everything's okay, I'm glad you're going for the MRI. I think I think that's a really good, wise choice. Because when I ask the angels if the MRI is needed, they're giving me a yes off the charts. to be honest with you, I would rather say no. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. But better you go and find out what it is. You know what I mean? And
exactly.
what's happening there. And then you can move forward with it.
You have been so spot on about things. I knew if I called you, and then now you have this special, I definitely want to talk to you. So hopefully, I don't know when you have time for a little mini reading, I guess it's going to be. I definitely would like to talk to you.
Definitely, I'll be happy to do that. Give me a call like in the morning, and we'll set something up. Okay. Yeah, okay.
I will.
All right, Debbie.
You.
Listen, thanks for calling in, hon. You take care, and God bless.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye now. She's so sweet, isn't she?
She is very sweet. I love her accent.
I was just going to say, she is that lovely southern, you
she
know.
She
does. I know. I always wished I could have a voice like that. You know, it's just so good, earthly. I don't know how to.
The southern accent is a nice,
it's
soft
nice,
southern accent.
And it's sweet. And you know, people who talk like that can never do anything wrong. Do you ever notice that? No, I believe that in my mind.
Okay.
So I have to believe that,
So all Southern people are sweet and nice.
All Southern people are sweet and nice. Well, I just want to believe that
and
that's true.
And we live here in Florida. We're as Southern as you can get.
But we're Jersey, like, you know.
Well, and the problem with Florida is it's more Northerners than anybody.
Well, we have a lot of people. We have a lot of my friends are from Puerto Rico. I have a lot of people I know from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And a lot of people from Cuba now, too.
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of people.
We have a lot of people. We're a huge melting pot here, but that's what makes it so much fun because I know in other parts of the country you might have, you know, specific ethnicities, you know, but here in Florida, you just take us and throw us in a pot and mix us all
mix
up.
Mix you together,
And it's such a great experience because you meet so many different people from so many different backgrounds and cultures, and it's so fascinating, you know?
It definitely is.
I mean, and the way they cook just still blows my mind. Like, well, I don't cook, as we all know.
The way they cook?
Okay. Well, yeah, because they all have these, like, great, like, recipes. They're like, you know, like, how to make rice or how to make this or how to make, you know, chicken. And I don't cook. I'm going to tell everybody now, this is how much I don't cook. This is so embarrassing. Okay. I'm going to admit that most of my, if my husband doesn't cook, I order out.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay.
And I have experienced your cooking.
Yes, and we all know. And that's why my children are good cooks, because a matter of survival.
Yeah.
But I got a new oven, I don't know, about before Christmas sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other day I was my daughter stuck a pizza in the oven. She asked me to take it out. So I did.
Okay.
I didn't know how to turn the oven off. But I didn't want to admit I didn't know where.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed. I'm like, okay, this is sad. So I have decided that at some point. I'm going
to
learn how
where
to cook.
Well, you told me today that your oven cooks faster than other ovens. And I'm like, really? How is that possible?
Because I have a magical oven. I have little fairies in my – I don't know why my oven – no, okay. I'm just a – and it's embarrassing. You know, everyone thinks I'm this great cook and I because I'm Italian, I think. Well, people don't know me. Anyone who's eaten my cooking. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see a dear friend of mine from Puerto Rico, Lucy, this Sunday. And she's cooking for us. And I said, what can I bring?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, nothing.
She knows you. She knows you.
She knows me. And it cracks me up because she wants it to be edible. So, yeah.
Just let her cook.
It's and she's a great cook.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of fun. But I can't cook. And I'm going to – one of these days – I can cook on a – if you put me on a grill outside, I can
– Well, there are some – you cook some interesting stuff.
I have cooked.
You have a tendency to like to, like, burn. But you like it that way. It's so bizarre.
It's an acquired taste because when you forget that you have stuff on and then it's like, oh, darn, I burnt it again, you just acquire a taste for it. It's just like,
charcoal.
Well, this is – and so my children think that everything – needs to be well done, you know, and they're like they've said to you, no, that's not done, Aunt Jess, right?
Yeah, I'm like, hello, this is the way it's supposed to look.
You're like, no, it's not supposed to be black and brown. I'm like, oh yeah, don't tell them that. No. That's terrible. I'm a very bad person. Okay, here we go. We're going to take our next caller. Our next caller looks like they're calling from 617 with a prefix of 916. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello. How are you?
Well, hello. Wonderful. How are you? Where are you calling from? What part of the country?
I am calling from Massachusetts.
That's what I thought because of the 617. You know, a lot of times, though, I'll say, are you calling from here? And they'll be like, no, I'm like the caller earlier, that was a number that usually is from Jersey, and she was from West New York, so you never know. So what's
this
your first name?
It's Gwen.
Gwen, which is a beautiful name.
Now,
Gwen, how can I help you tonight?
I'd like to know if you see a relationship for me this year.
Let's take a look here. Okay. Well, the first thing I'm seeing for you, you know, that you've been praying on this, actually. You've been praying to meet the right guy. And the way I know that is because they're telling me that the angels have been watching over you.
Oh.
And, yeah, which is really sweet. So you must ask for that. And they're saying that you speak the truth. And what they mean by that when they say that to me is you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
And that's who you are. And you want somebody who's equitable. And let me explain what I mean by that, because that seems like an odd way to describe what you're looking for in a man. But
something
equitable.
Something with value, I would take it.
Well, she's saying what I'm getting from the angels, and when they say the word equitable, you want somebody who is equal to whom you are. And you're not asking for more than what you'd be willing to give. Right? Okay. So that's why I say equitable, and I think that's why they're showing it to me as equitable.
Yeah.
And so what the angels are telling me is you're about 6 to 8 months away from finding the relationship that you're looking for, but they say you're making steady progress. What are you doing right now in your life that's causing a change? Because I feel like you're in the process of making a change in your life.
I'm actually letting go.
Okay.
I'm not stressing over anything.
Good for you.
I make a conscious effort to not stress because I've always done that.
Mm-hmm.
I've always stressed, and it has caused me a lot of problems.
And so
and now
for the
I'm
first
like,
time.
You know what? I'm letting it go. I'm like, you know what? It's
God
is in your hand.
Let me tell you, when you say, God, I'm giving it up to you, let your will be done, and you just step back and truly take that giant step back and say, I'm releasing it to God, it's amazing how your life changes, isn't it?
Absolutely, because, you know, the past several years have been just
horrendous.
I wasn't sure if I was going to make it.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I mean, it was tough. It was really, really tough. And to see what's happening to me now. It's
nothing short of a miracle.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
And that's what God gives you, miracles. I'm so happy for you because this is just the tip of the iceberg for you. I see a full, healthy, happy, and rich life. And rich, I don't mean, you know, everyone says rich, oh, I'm going to win the lottery. I don't mean just financial riches. I just mean a happy, full life. The angels are showing me optimism.
Yeah.
They're showing me that you need to be optimistic about your future, and you have been.
Yes.
It's funny because you've already set the train in motion, and it's already it's barreling down the tracks. You're doing well, and
it's good.
You're seeing these blessed changes that have come into your life, and
yes.
And one of the things the angels are telling me is you're the leader. You're the leader of your own life right now, and you're the one guiding it. And and your faith in God and your faith in being able to let go of what's not good and what's not healthy for you is in essence what has created this wonderful forward progression, and it will continue for you.
Yes. I mean, I just look at what's going on and I'm like, Lord, if it was not for you, there's no way. Mm-hmm. There is just no way.
Amen.
This will be happening.
Amen.
I'm just so grateful and just so.
And I what makes me so grateful is that you're able to get on here and basically say, I'm grateful to God. You know, I was in a bad place and look where I am now.
Yes.
And I'm giving all the glory to God. And every
Absolutely.
One of our listeners, and there are a lot
Absolutely.
Of them on tonight, are hearing this, and
yes.
and so it's your testimony that hopefully may bring, if it brings one other person listening tonight to that same place, what a wonderful blessing that is.
I am just so grateful. I mean, like I
God
said,
bless. God is wonderful.
Yes, God is. Again, wasn't sure if I was. It was so tough. I mean, going through the fire and being purged in, it was not fun. It was not fun, and I wanted to check out. I wanted
I
to leave.
Mm-hmm. And having been to that place and now being where you are now, what can you tell us? What can you tell us about how grateful you are to be able to wake up in the morning? Do you know what I mean?
It's... You know, I'm grateful. Right now, I'm working in a job that pays me hourly what I got when I was probably 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
But you know what? I love it.
Right.
I enjoy it. This is the first time I'm actually enjoying something. And
oh,
the Lord
wow.
says, you're not going to be here permanently. This is not where I want you to be.
Of course
but
not.
But while you're here,
make the most
while
of
you're
it.
Here, make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Make the
mm-hmm.
most of it. And I have. And
Amen.
That's not like me. I'll usually
no.
get an attitude and
right.
end up leaving and missing my blessing.
Right. Exactly. And now you've decided, I'm Gwen, I'm
yes.
God's gift, I am,
yes. Yes.
and I am going to accept these riches. And
Absolutely.
The riches come in the relationships you make at your job.
Yes.
The riches come in how
yes.
you can maybe give a helping hand to somebody else who maybe
yes.
came from where you came from.
Yes.
Those are the riches.
Amen.
That's how we truly
Amen.
Measure our riches. I often hear people talk, especially men in particular, of wanting to leave monuments when they leave this earth. But I think the greatest monument that anyone can ever leave is to have left at least one person's life better than what
Absolutely.
It would have been.
Absolutely.
You know?
Amen. Amen to
yeah.
that.
Exactly.
Truly,
and
truly, God is good.
I know that you're going to do that, and I know good things are coming your way. Keep following the plan, Gwen. There is bigger and better and brighter, and it's going to keep coming. And again, it's because you decided to. Forward, and you're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for being on Blog Talk and just giving hope and
God bless you.
And love to others. So God bless you. God bless you both.
Thank you so much, Gwen.
Thank you.
You're so kind. Many blessings to you. Call us
many
back
blessings
again,
to you, honey. I will.
Okay. Bye-bye. Gwen is a good soul. Gwen is a good soul. I remember when I was a child, and you listen to a lot of the different proverbs that they talk about in church and they read. And I remember, you know, some of them not always understanding when, for instance, the one son went away and spent all the money and had a good time and came back with nothing. But when he came back and said, basically, I've got nothing, but I'm willing to start from scratch again. And I remember, you know, where they gave him the fatted, they cut the fatted, the cow or the calf, and they fed the, and I thought to myself, now wait a second, you know, I was a kid, right, in church, and I heard that, and I thought, that doesn't seem right. I mean, this other poor sucker's working over here all the time, and it's like, you know, they're giving the fatted calf the cow to this dude, and he was out partying, having a good time. Now, I'm sure I didn't think about it in those terms,
right.
But how a 7 or 8 year old probably would think about it, and how my attitude now has changed on that, because when you have the wisdom of life behind you, and you realize how it's so easy to come from easy. It's so easy when everything's been easy.
Oh yeah.
When you take a different path sometimes, and go off the path of enlightenment, and it gets dark and shadowy. It's hard, and you sometimes fall so deep, so many times you can't crawl back out of that, you know? And she is back on her path of enlightenment, and let me tell you, she should have the best robes should be brought out for her, because she's really just gave a testimony to everybody, and that was beautiful.
I know, that was awesome. It takes a lot of courage to be able to...
It does.
You know, say that out loud.
It really does. And the fact that she was able to do it and in such a wonderful way here tonight on the show, and God bless her for doing that, she will give hope and motivation to people who are listening who may be in the same position that she was in but is no longer in, because God never wanted us to be just adequate. God wants us to be successful. He wants us to be confident. He wants us to move ahead. You know, the one thing a lot of people will say is that Joel Osteen, you know, Joel Osteen, I love him. I think he's a great preacher. And one of the reasons why I like the way he preaches is because he says what a lot of times priests and reverends and ministers and, you know, they don't always say it, but they allude to it. But the truth is, God didn't put us here to be average. God put us here to be the best we can be of who we are.
Right.
And she's definitely working on that, and I'm proud of her. And she will succeed. There's no doubt, because that's what I was shown. She will succeed. So God bless her. Good for you. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, awesome.
Great. So let's talk a minute here. I've got to talk about George. George Washington.
That's a good segue.
It's a good segue. There's no segue at all, but it just... I think about how our country came about. You know, I grew up in New Jersey. I know Valley Forge. You know Valley Forge.
Yep, been there.
I actually slept at Valley Forge, and do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I was on a picnic blanket, and I fell asleep for about 10 minutes. We were out there with a bunch of people. People have always had a fascination as far back as we know far back. And, you know, the masses, from high-profile people to every level in between, they get psychic readings. And in our life, we try to do the best in everything that we can. We always do. But sometimes life can throw us curves, right?
Uh-huh.
And there could be different circumstances that confuse us. And sometimes we lose our way or need to get back on the correct path. And actually, that's why I'm segueing into this, because I was thinking about
I gotcha.
That. And in these circumstances, a lot of times people will turn to the word psychic. I'm going to admit it, because sometimes the word psychic can be equate to car salesman,
uh-huh.
and I don't like that, because anyone who's ever read with me knows that I'm absolutely nothing like that.
Right.
It's how people type it into the internet, so that's why I use the word.
Well, it means you have the ability to see more
than
most people.
Right. And if you really want to ask what I am, I'm an intuitor, an angel communicator.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do, and I work for God. And so the curiosity regarding the future prompts a lot of people to talk to quote-unquote psychics. But I don't think people realize presidents and CEOs of top-notch companies come to psychics for help. And I would never reveal anyone who I've ever spoken to.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm not talking about myself, because I would never do that.
These are not your clients.
These are not my clients. I'm not revealing anything. But throughout history, many of the presidents of the United States have been loyal followers of psychics and psychic readings. They've consulted powerful mediums in times of great distress, both politically and personally.
Right.
And the decisions that they took ultimately were beneficial for the country and their personal life as well. So, George Washington, President Washington knew of the birth, development, and future of the United States from angel apparitions that he has seen and that he was actually interviewed about. And it was revealed in 1778.
Oh, wow.
And I've got to talk about this, but I'm going to give you a little synopsis. Abraham Lincoln, of course, one of the most active participants and a follower of psychics and psychic visions.
Uh-huh.
He used to kind of partake in different realms to see the future, and his wife was...
Well, his wife was very into it, too.
And that was after the death of their son, I believe.
Right.
And it's believed that President Lincoln actually experienced a vision in which he saw his own assassination. And he actually spoke about it, so he was interviewed, and then it was, you know. And that's the thing. It's so easy to say, you know, I can tell you, oh, there's going to be a terrible ferry that's going to go down, and many seniors will leave their lives.
Uh-huh.
After it's happened. Okay.
I know. When
you foresee it before, that's how you know a psychic is truly telling the
mm-hmm.
truth. And people who need to fake their readings are trying too hard to prove themselves. It doesn't mean that they're not psychic. It's just that sometimes they think that they have to prove themselves. Now, we just got that horrible static.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I love it when that happens, because anyone who's listening to the show has heard this, I'm sure, on other shows before. When good energy is trying to get out, negative energy tries to shut it down.
Uh-huh.
And that was a typical type of thing that we hear when
wow.
we get negative energy. Okay, so we're going to go forward with this, because I think the negative energy doesn't want us to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to move forward. Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, took guidance from psychics and psychic readings regarding political matters before and after World War II. And his psychic reading... Okay. Just thought that was interesting. And
I'm going to talk more about this in a second, but
it would appear that our main line was just disconnected.
Yeah, because I keep losing you.
Okay, so everyone, we're just going to take a short song break, and we're going to continue in less than 3 minutes.
Do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time? Thank you.
We got our phone problems figured out. Very oddly, as we're talking about how the president's used psychic.
I know, weird.
I don't think it's weird at all. I always say that there's certain information that I think the dark side would not like to be known.
Huh.
Our country was founded by the greats, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin, Delano Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan was
yeah.
a great one. Woodrow Wilson, was he a great one? He was a great one. The lists go on and on. Every single one of those consulted psychics. Every single one of them. And I just find that amazing. When you have that many powerful people
mm-hmm.
that literally framed the way
well, I know.
The United States of America, yeah, has,
what we are.
It's amazing to me. You know, so we talked about Abraham Lincoln. We talked about George Washington. We talked about Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We're talking about Ronald Reagan and his wife Nancy Reagan. They were strong believers in psychic readings.
I always loved Ronald Reagan.
Everyone loved Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. He had such
a positive energy.
Well, and he was a good person to his core.
That's
he
what
truly
I'm saying.
Was.
It was just all so positive.
Yeah. You know, his entire political. You know, presidential term, of course, was 8 years, and it was filled with scandals and assassination attempts, and it's believed that President Reagan survived all the scandals with the help of a psychic named Joan Quigley, whom Nancy Reagan used to consult on a daily basis.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And evidence of this is the person who has a White House aide during President Reagan's tenure, and that aide says that every major decision and move was first consulted in advance with a woman in San Francisco, and that was at that time Joan Quigley. Now, way back in JFK's time and before, there was Joan Dixon was her name.
Jean Dixon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jean Dixon. And she advised FDR all the way up to President Reagan herself.
Wow.
And she predicted the assassination of JFK.
Yeah,
and many, many,
creepy.
Many, many other things. Woodrow Wilson used to consult psychic mediums about the prediction of his own death. And so I think that's kind of interesting. That was a little maybe self-fulfilling. But
with with the president, you're such a public guy, you have to worry about your danger
factor.
Well, you
do. Not only danger, but what's going on. You know, I want to go back to George Washington, you know, the founder of our country, as it's been stated. As the first president of the United States, the entire future of the nation was him. And Washington, in fact, had a prophetic vision of America's fate during one of the harshest winters of his life,
uh-huh.
was 1977, after he retreated to Valley Forge. And the prophecy was eventually written down by a writer by the name of Wesley Bradshaw. So if anyone wants to read up on this, I'm giving you some information that you can do that. And it said perils that would befall the Republic. And some of the excerpts from that published vision, as George Washington, our very first president of the United States
uh-huh.
of America, related it, he actually said, President Washington, George Washington at the time, he was, you know, an Army general, right?
Uh-huh.
He says, I do not know whether it is owing to the anxiety of my mind, but this afternoon as I was sitting at this table engaged in preparing a dispatch, something in the apartment seemed to disturb me. Looking up, I beheld standing opposite me a singularly beautiful being. So astonished was I that it was something moments before I found language to inquire the cause of the visit. A second, third, and even a fourth time did I repeat my question, but received no answer from my mysterious visitor except a slight raising of the eyes. Gradually, the surrounding atmosphere seemed to fill with sensations and grew luminous, and everything about me seemed as if to become clear, and the mysterious visitor also becoming more airy and yet more distinct to my sight than before. Now, there were three visitations to him,
uh-huh.
and he said, presently I heard a voice saying, Son of the Republic, look and learn. While at the same time my visitor extended an arm eastward, I beheld a dark, shadowy being, like an angel, standing or rather floating in midair between Europe and America. Dipping water out of the ocean in the hollow of each hand, he sprinkled some upon America with his right hand, while with his left he cast some over Europe. Immediately a cloud arose from these countries and joined in mid-ocean. Then it moved slowly westward until it enveloped America in its murky folds. Sharp flashes of lightning gleamed through, and I heard the smothered groans and cries of the American people. Many have interpreted that
uh-huh.
as a vision of the Revolutionary War that was
right.
taking place. But then the second visitation came. The second time the angel dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it out as before, says George Washington, I cast my eyes upon America and beheld villages and towns and cities springing up one after another until the whole land from the Atlantic to the Pacific was dotted with them. From the Atlantic to the Pacific was dotted with them. From Africa I saw an ill-omened specter approach our land. The inhabitants presently set themselves in battle array against each other. I saw a bright angel on whose brow rested a crown of light on which was traced the word Union. He was bearing the American flag. He placed the flag between the divided nation and said, Remember, ye are brethren. This, they interpreted as the Civil War.
Right.
Okay. Which made a lot of sense.
That makes sense.
Okay. We're talking about George freaking Washington.
Yeah.
Okay. I just find it so amazing
uh-huh.
That, you know, this information was out there. How come no one knew about it?
I've never heard that before.
Had I not had this discussion with this person, you know, explaining how, you know, a lot of times, you know, you don't talk about
uh-huh.
certain things because it could be, and I just started doing some research. I was
wow.
like, wow, okay, here we go. The third time, the dark shadowy angel placed a trumpet into his mouth and blew three distinct blasts, and taking water from the ocean, he sprinkled it upon Europe, Asia, and Africa. Then my eyes beheld a fearful scene. From each of these continents arose thick black clouds that were soon joined into one, and throughout this mass there gleamed a dark red light by which I saw hordes of armed men. These men, moving with the cloud, marched by land and sailed by sea to America, which country was enveloped in the volume of the cloud, and I devastate the whole country and burn the villages, towns, and city which I had seen springing up. My ears listened to the thundering of the cannon, clashing of the swords, and the shouts and cries of millions of mortals in combat. I again heard the mysterious voice saying, Son of the Republic, look and learn. Where the voice had ceased, the dark shadow angel placed his trumpet once more to his mouth and blew a long and fearful blast. Instantly a light as a thousand suns shone down above me and pierced and broke into fragments the dark cloud which enveloped America. At the same moment, the angel upon whose head still shone the word Union and who bore our national flag in one hand and sword in the other descended from the heavens attended by legions of white spirits. Angels. These immediately joined the inhabitants of America, who I perceived were well nigh overcome, but who imminently, taking courage again, closed up their broken ranks and renewed the battle. Again, a fearful noise, a conflict. I heard the mysterious voice saying, "Son of the Republic, look and learn." And as the voice ceased, the shadowy angel for the last time dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it upon America. Instantly the dark cloud rolled back together with the armies it had brought, leaving the inhabitants of the land victorious. So, what is that? Is that things to come? I don't know. But that was George Washington's account of
That's
his visitations with the angels. And, you know, anyone who has everyone has intuition. Everyone has the ability to communicate with their angels. No one is special because they can communicate with the angels. We're all blessed. Sometimes we are able to communicate more easily because we're more open to it, because we've been validated. I think that makes it
makes sense.
And I think that obviously blew George Washington's mind a little bit.
Yeah, it's
like what
the
heck is going on here?
Oh my gosh.
I think it's pretty amazing. And I think it's amazing how many of the most phenomenal and fantastic presidents were able to guide our country into, you know, such a wonderful place that we have been in.
Right.
How we've grown, how mm-hmm. we became, you know, such the strongest power in the world.
Yeah.
How does that happen? How did that happen? And every single one of them were talking to psychics, or at least the majority of the most powerful ones that we know. And we don't know about every single one of them, but even
sure
the Clintons talked with psychics.
A lot of people that didn't talk about it.
Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary Clinton, actually met with a very famous guru while he was running for president.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And she met with him on several occasions, actually, and used that advice
mm-hmm.
when they were going into office. So I think that some of the most successful people will use what is available to them.
Well, sure. Why not get someone who can give them more information than a regular person?
Just amazing.
Look a little bit beyond and say, okay, this is what you should do, this is what you should not, definitely not do, you know? And that is my theory.
I think it's a great theory. I think it's really cool that, you know, here a lot of us who are doing what I do right now,
mm-hmm.
we think that, you know, we're angel communicators.
Right.
And that's pretty cool. We feel very blessed.
It is cool.
But, you know, George Washington was out there in Valley Forge.
But quite obviously those angels was messages that he needed to have.
Right. And maybe wasn't so open to the concept of intuition or angelic
right.
communication, but clearly had the faith and the fortitude
mm-hmm.
to take that message and go with it. I know I've always said when I see visions, when I, you know, I've told you and many others, like even when I was younger and I knew if I was looking for something on a page,
uh-huh.
it would shine like a star was behind it, bright, like a sun
wow.
was behind it. When I was going, you know, to college and then working jobs career-wise, I never had to guess what job because it would show bright yellow behind it.
But how convenient is that?
I know. It was, you know, and yet I thought it did that for everybody. I'm like, well, you just know because you know which one to pick because, you know.
Because it's so much shinier than the rest.
Because it's shiny, you know. But, yeah, so you hear the same thing from everybody who has those kind of, you know, connections. And anybody who's looking to strengthen their intuition, their ability, their gift from God, there are ways to do that, and we're working on putting together workshops, Jessica
mm-hmm.
and I now, because Jessica wants to increase hers too.
Well, and I've been trying to be open to communicating with angels. It hasn't
mm-hmm.
happened yet.
No, and I've always said in the past that, you know, I wasn't ready to start teaching it because
right.
I just didn't feel I was in the right place to
mm-hmm.
do that. But I feel like I am now. I feel like it's the time for
Now's
me to move
time.
Forward to start teaching that.
Good.
And so I'm going to start teaching what I know, and we're going to be doing classes here on how to build your intuition, on how to communication, how to tweak your hearing so you can hear your angels better.
Okay.
I know that, you know, I gave you some tips, and you actually did that and heard
in
your kitchen one day, which was very cool.
It was very cool.
It was very cool.
I'd like to do it more often.
Right. And that's that comes with practice.
Right.
And that comes with – it's almost like when you're studying math, but it's so much cooler than math.
See, if it's like math,
you're
it
not
going
to like to do
me
it.
Because
I know.
I hate math.
What a terrible analogy, but it's – it's kind of like when you are practicing your times table, you know. It's kind of like you've got to get the times table. You know, you
right.
remember the flashcards? I used them when I was in fourth grade.
So did I.
And so this is kind of what it is. As you start to learn, you create almost a vocabulary and a dictionary of words and associations when you get these visions. And it's amazing how it works. And I can go on for days about that, so I won't talk about that.
No, it's fascinating. It's fascinating, especially for those of us that want to have that ability that just don't.
The most important thing and why it's so great to do these lessons in groups, and I, you know, applaud Peter Cannell because he's one of the best teachers out
awesome.
There. Casadega Spiritualist Group, Peter Cannell, look him up. He's great. I think he's under Casadega.biz. But he's good. He's great. But he's one that gives some great meetups, too, out in that area of town, out in Volusia County. And when you're in a group, it's a lot easier to get validation on what you're seeing and feeling. And what these groups allow everyone is to have a great comfort level and a comfort zone so that you can then start voicing what you're feeling, sensing, seeing. And with all that energy radiating in the room, it helps to bring it to the surface. And I think the difference between a person just being having visions or having knowledge or thinking that they're guessing and actually recognizing that you actually have angel communication and intuition is the ability to validate what's going on.
Right.
Because when you can validate it, then it's so much – it's like, okay, so that's what I was thinking and that's what it – wow,
that's
so cool.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought that I was just having an idea, but actually that idea was exactly what's going on. And the more it gets validated, you start to realize it's okay to voice those things. And then as you're able and freer in voicing them, you start to realize that, wow, you know, you're predicting. And
that's
really
awesome.
How it happens. And then the angels will, and in most cases for everyone, almost every psychic that I know, Teresa Caputo, John Edward, we all the same. When we get messages, we kind of create a dictionary. So, and I've said this before, if I know somebody is adopting a child or looking into adoption, I'm going to see licorice whips and Oreo cookies. And the reason
How
why...
How did you ever figure that out?
Very simple. I was with a client, and I said, you know, I'm going to say something to you, and I don't know what it means. I need to validate that you're going to adopt this child, but I don't know how to validate it other than by telling you what I'm seeing. But because of my years of doing this, I know I can trust what I see. So I'm seeing licorice whips and Oreo cookies. And she burst out into tears because she had met with the adoption agency the day before, and while they were sitting there, they were eating licorice whips and Oreo cookies. And by the way, yes, they did adopt a little girl. But that's how it came to me. And so now whenever I am being told that somebody's adopting, I'm shown those pictures.
Oh, that's funny. So you relate it to that.
So I can relate. Or if somebody is being abused, I see the Cheesecake Factory, which might seem
that
like a really – let me explain – years ago, I was meeting with a friend who I had known in college, and we were having lunch and just chatting, and that's when she revealed to me that she'd been abused growing up. And we were at the Cheesecake Factory. So when I'm talking to somebody and I see the Cheesecake Factory, I know exactly what it means. So the angels kind of give me this.
They
like,
give you that. See, I need
they know.
I need something a little more...
Well, but that's how
direct.
You learn, through the validation of these meetups where you can get together as a group and be free and not be embarrassed to say something and have a miss. Because no one's 100%, okay?
Well,
now,
not.
Is it possible that I could be sitting talking to you today and I haven't eaten all day and I'm starving and I'm thinking about Oreo cookies?
Yeah.
Yes, that's possible. So you have to learn how to interpret it, too.
Okay.
And that's why when we do readings for large groups, we'll say, you know, it's in how we interpret it and then say it to you, we need your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm saying to you, you know, I'm seeing a willow tree, I don't understand, and you're asking me if you're going to get this new house,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying, well, I'm seeing a willow tree, and they're saying, no, there's no willow tree in the front yard.
So the willow tree represents something else.
Well, normally, yes, and we had someone on the show here, I don't know if you recall, about a year ago, and I kept saying, but I'm seeing this, like, weeping willow tree, and she's like, no, there's no weeping willow tree. It was on Willow Tree Lane.
Oh.
So you have to stick with what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Because, and that's why a lot of times people, they might get frustrated and say, well, I don't know what that means. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, just write it down, because within the next 72 hours, you're going to know what it means.
It'll come clear, yeah.
It always does come clear. I had a reading the other day at the office. A woman came in, a delightful girl. And I kept saying this, that a certain date was important. She kept saying, doesn't ring a bell, I have no idea. I said, write it down, it'll come to you within 72 hours.
Uh-huh.
She left, and I was closing up. I had locked everything up, and I heard banging on the door, and I went out there, and she had the memorial card. She said, here's the date. You were right.
Wow.
She says it was in my sun visor the whole time. I look at it every day. It never clicked.
So she got it,
yeah. So it's pretty amazing how those things happen.
That's cool.
But those things are more easily able to happen. So if there is a meetup group in your area, anybody, go to them. I mean, I highly recommend them. We're going to be starting one here. Go to Peter Cannell's meetup group. It's fabulous.
Uh-huh.
You're able to communicate it like people, nobody judging. You can't make a mistake. You can't go wrong. And you can really learn how intuition works. And you'll be able to communicate with your angels.
Yeah.
And that's what
that's
we're going
exciting.
To be doing. So, should be a lot of fun. All righty, let's go ahead and take our next caller, who is calling from 570 with a prefix of 226. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
Pam.
Kim, well, hi, Kim. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, great. And how can I help you tonight?
My question is about my daughter, Misty.
Okay.
She has been looking for love for a long time, and I want to know if you see anybody special coming into her life.
Her name is Misty. Misty from Pennsylvania. Misty is under the age of 18?
No, she's 18.
Okay. How come she's not calling in?
She's sitting right next to me. She's very shy.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to hand her the phone. She does not have to talk. I just want to feel her energy if I can, because I think that will help me. Okay?
Hi, it's Misty.
Okay. Hi, Misty. I'm sorry to make you do that, but you know what? There's something that we do in the psychic world where we actually connect with the person, and I didn't want to pick up on your mom. I wanted to pick up on you. So now that I'm picking up on you, I can continue this reading. Why don't you stay on? Is it on speakerphone?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Good. So I've got mom and daughter. Okay, so this is the first thing I want to say. Misty, you're a beautiful girl. I don't know why you question that, but you are, okay? There are times that you have questioned whether or not you have the looks to get the kind of person that you want to get. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Stop questioning it. If I could reach out of the phone, I'd slap you upside the head in a very gentle, loving way, but I would.
How nice.
Because, let me tell you, you're a beautiful girl, and you lack in self-esteem, and what you lack in self-esteem, you wear on the outside. So what I mean to say is sometimes you don't realize your value and your worth, and if you did, you would be a 10 on the rung ladder of 1 to 10. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, number one, you've got to start seeing yourself as really who you are. Number two, you are just such a kind person. Let me see what else I can see here. I feel like have boys been like in and out of your life here for a little bit?
Yes.
But no one ever kind of stays, right?
Yeah.
And correct me again if I'm wrong here, you have a tendency to not like to talk about your feelings. You like to keep them
quiet.
Yes,
you're absolutely right.
Okay. And Let me see here. I see two guys, okay? And what I'm telling you here is they're showing me a ticking clock, which means it's their sign, my angel sign, for patience, so that you don't settle for the wrong one. But the true love that you're looking for, the person who's going to come and you're going to have a long-term relationship with, lies in the one who's going to build you up. They're telling me, build you up. The person that's going to make you recognize within yourself how good you are, okay? That's important,
okay?
Any person who chips away at your self-esteem, you need to walk away from immediately.
Okay.
Okay. I can't tell you when one, but the one that I know you're going to meet that's going to help raise you up will be in the next 10 to 12 months maximum, okay, because I'm seeing the number two. But even though I'm getting the answer of two, five, but one is not good for you and one is. So have respect for yourself. The guy who puts you down, any person who doesn't make you feel good about yourself, you need to drop like yesterday's news, okay?
Okay.
Bad news is not good, and you don't need anybody like that. You only deserve to be with the best, and the reason for that is you are the best. So, again, if you had listened to my earlier readings, you wanted to be equitable. You're offering the best. You deserve to get the best. And so that's what I need to say about that, okay? Make sure that you go with the guy who helps build you up, who tells you you can accomplish what you want to accomplish, you can be who what you want to be, who really says kind and nurturing things to you. That's the guy you're supposed to be with. Do not settle. Promise me you will not settle.
Okay, I promise.
Okay, all righty. Now, what other question did you have for me?
Do you have, like, a name of this guy or any information about him, or either one of them, I guess?
Well, I can tell you that one guy, I see prominently the letter T in front of me. T as in Tom, Tim, I don't know. The other one, I'm looking here, I'm getting an E and an R or an R and an E. It could be in either order. But I'm getting those two initials as well. That could be the second guy. So one with a T and the other is E and R at this time. E and R doesn't mean like his name is Emilio Rodriguez. I don't know. I'm just getting, and I'm not suggesting he's Spanish either. I'm just getting, I don't know what first name for a guy begins with E.
Evan.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Yeah, I was really searching. Ernest.
Ernest.
That's an old name.
That is an old name.
Okay. What I'm saying here is go with the guy that builds you up. It's not even going to be a question which one, because you'll know immediately. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So stop settling for guys that are like, okay, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I do. All right? Stop settling for those and only go for the guys who are the kind of guys that you would be proud to show your children off to. And I'm not saying you're going to think about children and marriage now. Don't get scared. But just think that if you were a mom, would you want to show your children that guy? Probably not. So as you grow and become more mature, you eventually are going to get married and you are going to have kids and you're going to do the whole nine yards. And when you do that, you're going to tell your children about the kind of guys you dated. What do you want to tell them about the guys you dated? Think about that before you say yes to these guys, okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes. Is the first one in 10 to 12 months, or?
The one that you're going to have a longer-term relationship with and who is actually good for you, I see 10 to 12 months.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean it'll take that long. It means you will be actively dating him within 10 to 12 months. So you could meet him tomorrow, or in 11 months and 30 days, or 28 days. So So what that means is you don't sit home and wait for it to happen. You go out and you enjoy life to its fullest, doing things that you're supposed to do, enjoying life, having fun, having adventures, and not worrying about whether or not you're going to meet the guy. Because when you worry about it, it's when it doesn't happen. When you spend every day enjoying each and every day, it's going to happen automatically.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And tell your mom I'm glad she called in with you.
Okay.
Okay. You have a great day, okay, Misty?
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
She was very sweet. She is very shy. And
that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Her life is just beginning.
Just beginning. It's so hard when you're that age, though, because, you know, depending on who your friends are in school and what, you know, and every school's different, but if you just happen to hit that click where everybody has that long-term boyfriend and you don't.
I know.
And then you're there and you're thinking, why don't I have it? Why can't I find the right one?
Sometimes that's not a great idea. I mean, better to not get too serious in high school because, you know, those high school relationships, how often do they last?
Well, they rarely do last, but you know, it's funny. When I was in high school, I always thought, well, I don't want to date, you know, a lot because I'm not going to end up with this person, so it's a total waste of time.
Ah.
I made up for it. As
soon as, I was going to say, I don't recall that.
As soon as I graduated high school, I had was so immature.
Because they were. Because
they were, but I don't think... I think I always had the mindset of like a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
I was an old soul. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Me too.
I think you were too. Yeah. You know, and yeah, we were. You know, I didn't know you in high school.
No.
I knew you my last year of high school, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think we were very similar.
Well, I think the thing is, you realize this is just dumb. You know.
You know.
Partying too much and getting involved in crazy stuff.
So I was with my nail. Okay, I had my nails done today. We'll admit that I did this, okay? And my nail tech thinks I'm a psychiatrist and not a psychic.
Well, that's a very different
thing. Because she was doing my nails, and she says, okay, you know, I need to ask you a question because of what you do. I said, okay, and I'm waiting for, you know.
Could be anything.
And she says, and she was asking me a question about her daughter and then about her and her husband's relationship. It became quite clear to me that she thought I was a psychiatrist. But I didn't realize it till I had gotten done explaining and telling her everything. And then when I got all done, I thought about it. And as, you know, I'm getting ready to go, I'm thinking, wait a second, I think she thinks I'm a psychiatrist, not a psychic. And I thought, do I go back and tell her? And I thought, now why burst her bubble?
Why bother?
It was really kind of funny.
Might not have understood the word psychic, you know?
Yeah, well, I think probably not.
Right.
But I thought that was kind of funny. And I also want you to know that I was trying to be good, and I was going to have lunch, and I was getting a grilled chicken sandwich. That was my intent at Burger King, and I was online trying to rush back to the office because I was running late. And the lady behind me hit my car.
See, and that stuff happens to me.
I know. And so I got out, and she was an older woman. She was an older woman. I'm not going to say. It's funny. She's not that much older than me, but I saw her as an older woman. Right? I got out, and I'm like, So I looked at the car, and there was, like, a little paint on the bumper, and I was like, yeah. I said, you know, I think it's okay. And I felt it because a lot of times you can't see the crack.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that. I said, I think it's okay. And I said, don't worry about it. It's fine. And she goes, okay, because I don't know what happened. I never took my foot off the brake. And it was at that point that
then
I wanted to
say. Then you should have said, I changed my mind.
Yes, now I'm going to call the police because your car is possessed. Because clearly you took your foot off the brake or you would not have run into the back of my car. But I didn't do that.
She probably let her foot off
the
brake.
She probably, well,
bit.
When she hit me and I felt the bump, you immediately look in the rearview mirror, and she was looking down to the left.
She was probably texting.
She probably dropped her phone and went to reach it and lifted her foot a little bit off the brake, and bam. But no harm done, no foul, and it was all okay. And maybe instead of getting the grilled chicken, I went for the classic chicken without mayo, which
okay.
is really sad. But I'm just
going
to say
what?
Maybe
you had
that happened.
But you know what? You had a stressful day.
Yes. I mean, here.
Did you get your nails done? I go to Burger King.
All right. Never mind. I've revealed quite enough. I think we'll go on to the next caller. Here we go. The next caller is calling in from area code 908 with a prefix of 759. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. Hello. 908 with a prefix of 759. Are you still there? Okay. We will put them on hold, and we'll come back to them in a minute, and we will take the next caller, which is 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, hello. This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Well, hi, Kimberly from Georgia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are doing fabulous here. We got a couple of calls from Georgia tonight.
It's the hot spot.
Okay.
We're big in Georgia.
Yes, you
How
are.
Can I help you, Kimberly?
Yes, I guess I have an issue at school. I teach, and presently I've been searching the internet for other positions. But the issue at school is they wanted me to take another test to teach a different subject, and. I just told them in this span of time, I don't want to be stressed out. I'd rather teach what I'm teaching, and I'll just let the chips fall where they may.
Okay.
I just want to know, you know, where am I going to be able to just, you know, get out of the teaching field this year by finding another job? Go ahead.
I know your frustration. I get it. You need certification and everything now. It's so hard to be a teacher. You should be getting twice the amount of pay that you're getting.
Right.
I get it. You're so stressed. There's so many. They shove more down your throat, and you're just supposed to keep rising to the occasion. And I understand you wanting to get out of the teaching field as well. My suggestion to you is to stick with this, though. I do see that you're going to have a job change, but I think you know as well as I do that you need to stick with this and be satisfied with what you have because it is bringing in the money that you've needed. Didn't you move to that location recently?
No. I've been there for the entire school year. No.
No, but I mean did you move to this location that you're at in the last year and a half?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the thing. You do want to put down a little bit of roots just for now. I want you to finish out the school year. Obviously, you're going to. But I don't want you to put yourself in peril because my concern is as you wait for the next opportunity to come up, you may need to take advantage of teaching until December, give or take. So you don't want to put yourself in financial peril. So I want you to do whatever you have to do to keep your job, okay? I think even if you can't stay in the current position that you're in, that you'll be able to get even another position in teaching, even though that's not the career you want to stay in. I do see you changing out of that. But until that opportunity comes, I want you to stay in teaching. It's where you need to be. It's safe for you right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So that's what I'm saying, and that's the advice that I'm giving you. I know this sounds really silly, but I'm also seeing a choo-choo train. Now, why would I be seeing a choo-choo train? Don't you wonder?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
I'm wondering, too. I think it's because you're about to get on the train and start steering it in another path, in another direction, with a different career. Are you looking to change – I know you're looking to get out of teaching. You're looking to change careers pretty completely, aren't you?
Yeah, right now I'm applying to physician assistant school. I'm in the process of doing that now.
And that's exactly where you need to go. You're going to be so good at that. Like, I see you being so good at that. Like, there's not even a doubt that that's what you need to do, okay? It's just more of a question of being patient and fiscally
uh-huh.
responsible by keeping the job that you are so fed up with you'd like to throw it out the window. But you can't. So you have to hold on to it for a little bit longer, because I do see you getting accepted into the PA school and that position, and doing that, that's going to move forward for you. So just hold on and try and keep your impatience together, because I know you don't mean for it to show in your attitude, but I think sometimes it does. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So if you can refrain from allowing it to show in your attitude, you're going to be a whole lot better off, okay? So that's all I ask you to do, okay, Kimberly?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. I hope this has been helpful.
Yes, it has been very helpful.
All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks for calling in tonight. All righty, that was Kimberly from Georgia.
Kimberly from Georgia. She didn't have the accent, though.
She didn't. No, she didn't have an accent from Georgia,
no.
Did she? I think Kimberly might have been from North Carolina originally. I don't know why, but maybe.
Well, when people travel, you know, you end up with different accents, whether you're from there or not, you know?
Right, and she'd probably like to tell us, but she's not live anymore, so she can't. But
right.
You know who is live? The person calling in from area code 702 with the prefix of 305. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe, 702. That must be Nevada. Is that Nevada?
That is correct. It's Las Vegas.
Yeah, I love Vegas. Okay, so what's your first name?
My first name is Craig.
Craig. Hi, Craig. Thank you so much for calling in. So you're from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, yeah. Best place in the world.
It really is the best place in the world. I've had many occasion to go to Las Vegas, Nevada, B.C., before children. And then, of course, after children, I didn't have the finances to go. So unfortunately, no, I've been back a few times. Actually, I've given several seminars out there. I really do enjoy going out there. So how can I help you this evening?
Well, hopefully you can help me figure out what's going on with the lady that I've been talking to. We were having a good conversation. But in the last 2 days, the communication's kind of gone astray, and I just want to know what's going on.
Okay. Well, first off, you have been having good conversation. Is there a location situation here? Like, you're not in the same location?
Yeah, she's in Michigan. I'm here.
Okay. That's the first thing that I'm sensing. So that is part of this. It's kind of long distance, and sometimes it makes it hard and also very frustrating. But the other thing that I'm sensing is that you have, and I'm just going to come out and say this, I don't know why, but you have shared something with her that made her feel a little bit uncomfortable. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we talked about... it was a conversation. It was kind of different. It was a different conversation, that's for sure, because she was not happy. She basically was telling me that she was content in where she was in her life. Because, you know, when I saw her profile, because she's an online dating site, she said,
right.
Well, I just wanted people to accept who I am. And I basically asked her, like, well, why are you always telling me that, and why is that on your profile? Why are you speaking for people to accept you? What do we need to accept about you, you know? And it kind of rattled her a bit. She got really upset about that, and I'm still trying to figure out what is it that she's concealing, you know?
Well, I think part of it is you actually were one of the first guys in a long time that were very precise. As you know, a lot of times, people have a tendency to talk in a roundabout way, but you didn't do that. And what you did is you asked her extremely precisely how she felt, and you were having an open and honest communication with her. And this blew her mind, because she still has a veil that she hides behind. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't quite reveal her true self, and this made it all a little too real for her, because she felt you were exposed with your honesty, and she recognized that she was being slightly less than honest, and it upset her. It upset her that you were such a kind-hearted person and that she wasn't being completely forthright with you. And so she pulled back. You felt the giant step back, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you this question. I'm straight up, because I find that most of the people that I talk to, one of the reasons there's difficulty is they operate from a position of fear. If people didn't operate from a position of fear, I would never get a call.
Very
yeah?
true.
So, yeah. And so I think what's happening for her is she's operating from fear. So you should contact her again, give it a couple of days, and, you know, reach out to her again. But in reaching out, you're going to just ask some very basic, how you doing, hope you're having a great day type thing. You're not going to address this situation again. Give it a couple of days after you restart communication again, and then broach the subject again. And the reason why you have to broach it again is because you don't want to operate from a position of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to assume you're both on the same page when you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that that happens is people get fearful and they don't want to ask the questions, so they assume, and then they perceive things from things that aren't said. And you don't have to perceive anything. You can ask the question. You're an intelligent, honest, moral guy, and that's what you're looking for in a girl, correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. I know. And so that's why you have every right, Craig, to ask her straight up these questions and to tell her if she needs some time to think about the answer, that's okay. But you're just asking for honesty. And you will understand and appreciate if maybe she's a little bit different than the person she first purported herself to be. But it is important that she be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in saying that, you will take away the fear that she has and maybe telling you that she's maybe hasn't been, I'm not saying she's lied to you, but maybe hasn't been completely upfront in some of the things that she's shared with you. And you'll find out that there is a person in her life that is not really in her life, but still in her life. And she didn't know how to explain that. Does that make sense?
Wow. Yeah, it does. It makes sense now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's what this is all about. And I have no idea how I know that. I mean, I know how I know it because Angel showed me. But you know what I mean? I can't tell you what the exact situation is, but I have a pretty darn good idea now from what they just
yeah.
showed me. And that's why
yeah,
I related to it. Yeah, okay. So let her know that it's okay that she maybe wasn't completely honest, because everybody has reasons for that. But you need to start fresh with her, and she needs to be completely honest with you, because you will be completely honest with her. And if it leads to nothing more than a really strong friendship, then at least she has somebody who has her back. And the funny part about that is when people start thinking in terms of friendship as opposed to relationship, which is where you really want it to go, and I know that, but when they start thinking in terms of friendship, they're more willing to open up and to be free with themselves. And to be honest, and then when they realize that the person, and the reason they don't want to is because they don't know how the other person's going to accept it. When you have full acceptance of who and what she is in her life and what's going on in her life, and that you accept her, then she will appreciate you 100,000 times more than she does right now.
Okay.
Makes sense. I'm feeling you're not buying that part.
Oh no, you're buying everything.
Okay.
No, I'm buying everything. It's just that what it is right now is like, I don't think, this is basically a moment of truth, and I don't think I want to be in this situation. You know? This is good information. And I want something that's more appealing, a woman that's ready to be
right.
in a relationship and not a lot of baggage, because it appears that she has some baggage, and I'm not trying to deal with that anymore, you know?
I do. Believe me, I understand that, and I don't blame you, and you just want them to be honest and forthright from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You know, put that in your profile. Say, I understand. I mean, I know this sounds odd, but put it right out there. Say, I understand that sometimes our real lives are not the fairy tales we want them to be. However, the most important thing in any fairy tale is in the end, there's honesty. So it's important that everyone deal with me honestly. Put
Absolutely.
That in your profile.
Oh, yeah. That's good information.
I know. I wish I could remember what I just said. Listen to it in podcast and then write it down. Okay.
I definitely listen to archives if I need to. But thank you so much for this reading. It's very good.
Oh, you're very welcome, Craig. Listen, thank you so much for calling in, and God bless you, okay?
God bless you, too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Wow. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We've only got, like, 3 minutes left here.
I
won't be able to take another caller, although I wish I could. I tried to get to as many people as I could tonight.
We did a lot of callers.
We will be back right here again next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll probably have another interesting topic. Maybe we'll find some more decisions that were made by politicians based on meeting with psychics. That'd be interesting.
Or more fun facts about George Washington.
Yeah, I think we better switch that whole thing. I think we better find something more interesting. But we'll have something interesting like we hopefully do every single week here on the Christian Psychic Cafe. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We hope you have a happy, healthy, blessed week. And we hope you listen to a little bit of the Age of Aquarius. We'll see you next Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Good night, everybody.